This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches in a fake government job scheme against an organized gang across the country. The agency said that the scheme was initially detected in the name of Indian Railways. However, the investigation revealed that it covers over 40 other government organizations and departments. Searches are ongoing at 15 locations in 13 cities of 6 states. This includes Muzaffarpur and Motihari in Bihar, Kolkata in West Bengal, Ernakulam, Pandalum, Adur and Kodur in Kerala, Chennai in Tamil Nadu, Rajkot in Gujarat and Gorakhpur, Allahabad and Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. The Enforcement Directorate noted the gang used fake emails accounting impersonating official government domains to send fraudulent joining letters. The PROV agency added that to gain trust, the gang made initial salary payments of 2 to 3 months to some victims who were placed in roles like the RPF, TTE and technician in the Indian Railways. India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office first advance estimate, reflecting buoyant high frequency data since September last year, led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated real GDP growth at 7.6% for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged the real GDP growth at 7.4% in the current fiscal. The combined impetus from fiscal and monetary policy support, improved purchasing power and labor market outlook are likely to ensure consumption recovery gains more bread. The United States withdrew from over 60 international organizations, including the United Nations bodies and the India-France-led International Solar Alliance. U.S. President Donald Trump signed the memorandum titled Withdrawing the United States from International Organizations, Conventions and Treaties that are contrary to the interest of the United States. After signing, President Trump said he has determined that it is contrary to the interest of the United States to remain a member of, participate in, or otherwise provide support to the 66 United Nations and non-United Nations organizations. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began today in the coastal town of the Prabhaspatan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of the festival. The Prime Minister shared glimpses of from his previous visits to Somnath Temple and invited citizens to join the celebration by sharing their own memories on social media platforms and by using hashtag Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Achom Dagyo of Bichom District, Arunachal Pradesh was selected in the Indian futsal team for the South Asian Football Federation Women's Futsal Championship 2026. Previously, she represented India at the under-18 and under-19 levels. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that this remarkable milestone brings immense pride to Arunachal Pradesh. The South Asian Football Federation Women's Futsal Championship will take place from January 13 to 25 next. The master plan for development of the proposed tourist and heritage center around the Chakzam Bridge at Mokto in Tawang District, envisioned as a community first heritage model, was reviewed by Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu. The historic Chakzam Bridge at Mokto, traditionally attributed to a Buddhist monk, Thangtong Gyalpo, and constructed in the 15th century, stands as an important example of indigenous engineering. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.